Ed wordt zelf bekender en bekender als muzikant, omdat hij overal optreedt en elke kans grijpt om zijn muziek te laten horen. Hij gaat van huis weg om in Londen te gaan wonen, het Walhalla van de muziek, en slaapt 2 jaar lang bij een vriend op de bank.
Yeah, it's about my friend whose couch I lived on for about 2 years. In the song, I say I've known it for a long time. Daddy wakes up to a drink at 9, and this guy used to wake up to drink at 9, and I'd be like, "Mate, it's 9 o'clock in the morning." He's like, "Not in Florida." And I'm like, "Fair play."
Allemaal behoorlijk rock and roll, maar Ed verliest zijn ambities echt niet uit het oog. In 2005 brengt hij zijn eerste EP uit, in eigen beheer. En er zouden nog 6 volgen voor hij in 2011 zijn debuutalbum zou uitbrengen.
11 releases in total beforehand. And throughout those 11 releases, I kind of worked out my kind of sound. And for the album, it was just very simple. I just did what I'd done on the last few EP's for that, and it was just a kind of collage of thoughts and memories over songs to make the album, and just a collection of the best work that I'd done up until that time.
Hij schrijft en treedt op. In 2009 zelfs 312 dagen van het jaar. En in 2010 vertrekt hij op basis van 1 enkele gig die hij via via heeft gescoord naar Amerika. Daar wordt hij ontdekt door Jamie Foxx, die hem zijn studio leent om wat dingen op te nemen. En hij vindt er nieuwe fans, waaronder niemand minder dan Sir Elton John, die hem de nodige tips en trucs leert.
There's no one from England that has managed to be as successful as Elton John for as long a time. Like, he's had hits for the last kind of 40 years from kind of doing I'm Still Standing up until The Lion King and stuff like that. So he's just a great ally to have.
In 2011 tekent Ed een platencontract. In april dat jaar speelt hij zijn debuutsingle The A-Team bij Jules Holland. Een single die hij trouwens kiest op aanraden van Elton John.
I want you to be quiet in your living rooms now. I want the vibration to change. Whilst I introduce to you the marvelous new talent of Ed Sheeran.
Het nummer is meteen een succes en de videoclip meteen veel besproken. Veel zenders willen hem overdag niet draaien vanwege...
I did a gig in a homeless shelter around 2 years ago. And, you know, I was quite young and naive and hadn't really witnessed that area of life before. So it was kind of a big eye-opener for me. And the song was just based around one of the women that I met there. I was watching the charts one day in England and I was currently sitting at number 3 with the A-Team. And when it got to number 3 on the TV channels, they didn't play the video. But then number 2 was like the video with Rihanna for S&M, where she deep throats a banana. And I guess just some things are more accepted in popular culture than other things. And you'd rather see someone sucking off a banana than someone with a pipe in their mouth, I guess. The worst things in life come free to us, 'cause we're just under the upper hand. I'm going mad for a couple grams, but she don't wanna go outside tonight. And in a pipe, she flies to the motherland and sells love to another man.